I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, before the New England Patriots depart for Curtis's home, away from home, London, England, Jelani Tavai will join us on this show sometime in the next half an hour or so. And we'll send him off to jolly old England with our best wishes.
You know what, Wiggy? I hope that defensive front minds the A-gap, if you know what I mean.
All right. Cherry out.
Before we get to Jelani, a couple leads remaining this morning, including yours, Wiggy. Hello and good morning.
All right, hello. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a blessed day.
You went a little English there at the start.
Yeah. That was for the London thing for all my London brethren
out
there.
You're like the vice president. You have many different accents.
It's called blending into the environment you're in, being a chameleon.
I understand. So
as I start to follow the WNBA, and I'm not a huge fan of it, but I follow it like a lot of people do. The hate for Angel Reese is just starting to get overboard. Here's Joe Button on the Joe Button podcast. If you don't know who Joe Button is, he had one song. It was a big hit, Pump It Up, back in the day.
Pump It Up.
Exactly. But the hate towards Angel Reese about her needing to sit her ass down. Listen to this.
You was talking about WNBA earlier. Did y'all see Angel Reese on Wildin' Out?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Angel Reese Wildin' Out. I don't know if I've seen her on Wildin' Out. Angel Reese won't down.
It's getting hard to
defend. And that's what I meant to say last time I asked y'all, and we kind of just, you know, black men.
I don't want to speak.
We trying,
bro.
But she won't go sit down somewhere for a second.
Well, she's been everywhere. She's been on Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon's show. She's been at the Chicago Bears game.
She has her own podcast.
She's been doing photo shoots. I think she's...
I'm going to vote for whoever increases the number of podcasts in America.
You know, she has a good podcast.
Yeah, she
has good people.
Yeah, she had...
How many times have you listened to her podcast?
I haven't.
I have, because Kayla Nicole was just on Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. So... What? She does a good. I'm just saying, she does a good job.
Needs the tea.
There you go. Hey, you find that interesting for you? But the fact that she's young, and I don't care about her age, because she could be older. She's single. She's trying to live her best life. She's trying to make money.
You don't want her to sit down. Enjoy.
She shouldn't
do what you
got to
do. Do what you got
to
do. If this is, you know, building your brand, and this is going to help you, then fine with it. But the fact that all these people, especially dudes coming out like, sit your ass down, don't dress like this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, let her live. Like, she ain't out there like wilding out, causing trouble.
Right.
She's just out there trying to live her best life and, you know, put some coin in her pocket and, you know, and make the WNBA kind of relevant, what, you know, her and Caitlin Clark are doing. They do it in different ways.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, but the hate that she gets is maddening.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Well, as David Bowie once sang, changes are apparently coming to the New England Patriots this week. And they get ready for the Jaguars, team with the identical 1-5 record in London, England. And this is what Gerard Mayo said yesterday.
I will say this, like, there will be changes for this game. And so my message to the coaches and the players, really, we want our most dependable players out there that we can really count on. If you're going to, you know, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, we can't live that way. So I guess to answer your question is the personnel part of it, like a wake-up call.
I mentioned changes this week. Just to clarify, does that mean in the starting lineup, or what are those changes?
Yeah, there'll definitely be changes in the starting lineup. Look, we got to put the best guys out there that give us the best chance to win.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Well,
Like, it seems like you got yourself a new quarterback, and you have an opportunity if you're Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots to start fresh, you know, and to get guys in there. They were penalized last 2 weeks, 21 total times.
Right.
And so he spoke a lot about that yesterday. This is a very winnable football game, says our Swami Shine.
100% it is. The Jacksonville Jaguars on defense are one of the worst defenses in all of football. Big game from Hunter Henry incoming. And so I think this is an opportunity where Drake May can really kind of like let it fly.
And a lot of talk about last year of late. If the Patriots win Sunday, identical record as last season, 2-5.
Yeah, it's just
the smartest man on planet Earth.
It's about holding guys accountable when they're not making the plays or they're, like you said, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, making the same mistakes over and over, not being productive enough. Like, that's what you need to do as a coach. And maybe you have to put a guy in that might not be as talented as the guy you got in there.
But knows how to tackle somebody.
Knows how to tackle. It's not going to jump off sides. Yeah. The little things, right. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, my expectations of this team winning a ton of games, not very high.
Okay, but this is a winnable one.
Oh, that's it is.
That's what I'm excited about.
Right, it is.
And but football, 9:30 Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like, how
that
great
sucks,
is that?
Though.
I don't think it sucks. I
yeah,
love
I don't
it.
Like
it. You don't
yeah.
like it?
No, I like
oh,
the 1 o'clock stop.
I like that the Patriots are over before the game starts.
Yeah. Are there people who don't like it?
Why don't you like it?
What a weirdo.
I like 12, 1 o'clock start. I don't want to have to.
What are you doing in the morning? Like,
well, I want to just chill and relax.
Are you sitting in front of the faux fireplace or something?
Like, no, I'm with Wiggy.
I'm with Wiggy. When it's a 9:30, it's like you wake up and all of a sudden the game's on.
That's almost great.
Yeah,
that's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm driving in here to do NFL Sunday, and it's like the best thing in the world to put it on the
give
radio.
Give yourself a ding for that, please.
Yeah,
chime for working hard. Thank you.
Greg, I honestly.
Stress brag. Yes.
I want to move to Hawaii for many reasons when I'm done with all this. But near the top of the list is 8 a.m. football every
Hell
Sunday.
Hell no.
God,
Hell
is
no.
that awesome.
That means I got to be up at 6:30, yeah. You know, getting cut.
I'm up.
No. I mean, listen, I don't have a 2-year-old who's getting me up at 6 a.m., so I like maybe get a little bit of rest. It ain't like it's crazy, yeah. But I like to watch Sunday NFL Countdown with Teddy and
oh,
Randy.
Oh, God.
So, those, yeah. You know, I like
I would rather be kicked in the nuts than watch pregame shows.
Can I make one suggestion to the NFL, though? I think we need to do away with Thursday football and continue this Monday doubleheader, because having a game at 7:30 and then at 8:30 on Monday night is spectacular.
Yeah, but sometimes the doubleheader, if there's two good games on, you get stuck. You can't watch both of them.
Yeah, you can flip back
and
forth.
Well, you got to get a better TV, my man.
Well, it doesn't even have
yourself a YouTube TV. No. You can watch them both at the same time.
Your TV is lacking.
I can't find picture in picture no more.
Well, it's on YouTube TV.
Some people are calling it online, your TV setup. Embarrassing.
No, don't worry about
it,
big dog.
They saw yesterday, they said, are those faux candles?
Yeah, they are faux
candles. That's what they said.
Don't want to start a fight.
Candles.
And you know, regular candles are not good for you. The stuff that they
carcinogens.
Yeah, whatever they.
I know. Nothing's good for you anymore. I don't have the bandwidth to worry about the candles I'm burning in my apartment.
Yeah, but you do it all the time.
Or the laundry detergent.
But you
I can't.
But you always complain about stuff that you won't do because it's not good for you, like certain products.
Yeah.
Stay away from the candles.
You can't take away my candles.
We'll get to this during the news.
Wiggy, you burn them, you buy them.
That's it.
We will get to this during the news, but it appears that the zero part of Coke Zero is not so zero. For those of you who have been enjoying
it. It was a Coca-Cola problem. Coke Zero was not the actual product affected, but yes.
We're going to get to that a little bit later during the news. All right. And Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots will join us shortly. What are you pointing at?
That's such a beautiful setup. That is, like Shime said, cozy.
That is A+.
Such a good word.
That is cozy.
I feel like I'm at half nightclub. Half sports bar.
Get me a blanket, and I am cooking.
If you want to,
it looks like you went in there with five of your clients for a private lap dance. Is what Wiggy's living room setup looks like.
It gives you a little bit of everything.
Sets the mood. Right. That's
for sure. This is good for like a Monday night football. But if you want to, you know, Netflix and chill,
bingo.
Cozy.
But you won't let Talina touch that room.
No, I have that area, like the wall in that is mine.
I believe that. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got the five goals. Hampus Lindholm added an assist in this one to get to 2 points. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. And we have college football on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football at 8:15. The Dodgers go up one in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1. And over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight. First pitch at 5:08. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is a perfect day. We got a beautiful picture, finally, of the pumpkin patch. James at Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon. Absolutely lovely. $72 a pumpkin. The best deal around.
Wow.
37 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high 50.
It looks like he is more agile than his father.
Well, I'm not related, but okay. He's a lovely boy.
Little tire climbing. That's always fun.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It next. And
he actually stacked those.
That's impressive.
Little Drake May ceiling talk. And it appears that there may not be one, according to one NFL analyst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, just a heads up that Jelani Tavai is leaving on a jet plane and may interrupt us at any moment. But while we wait for him, it is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the ESPN analyst who, by all account, I have been the biggest Drake maniac in the nation over the last year or so. But this guy might usurp me at some point here. This would be Lewis Riddick.
Ooh.
Talking about Drake May's potential after seeing him in his first career start. Here was Lewis Riddick.
This kid is uniquely, I believe, wired in such a way that he understands that it's not going to all be perfect. But he showed you he's ready for the challenge. And I don't think that it's going to always look pretty. He may have very bad games here over the course of the season. I would bet that he's going to. And this conversation is going to ramp up again. But I think as long as he understands and keeps it in context and the people around him keep it in context, he's going to be just fine. He's going to come out of this better to the point where he's going to be so damn far ahead when it all is kind of settled around him that you're going to have something real, real special with him. Meaning one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Whoa!
All right.
Okay.
I'll take it.
My guy, Lewis.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Wow. He knows a lot of ball, Lewis Riddick, too.
Smart guy.
A lot of ball.
A lot more than Dan Orlovsky.
I think he even played for Belichick.
Do you owe him, not mid-season, but end of season, do you owe him, Drake May, a different coordinator when it comes to his development?
I think you have to see the rest of the season first, right? You've only seen one game with him in AVP. I think you need to as much as I may dislike it, you need to give AVP at least a couple more opportunities to show what he's made of.
If he can turn it around, that's why when Mayo was on and I asked him, I said, well, now having Drake May, is does that give Alex Van Pelt more ability to be creative, to open up the playbook, to do some things that maybe you couldn't do with a Jacoby Brissett? So we'll have to see that. I think, you know, so I'm with Chime. You give him till the end of the year. But I definitely think your focus is, obviously in the offseason, is what direction you want to go in, O-line and wide receiver. How do you want to get that help, and what's the direction you want to go in? Do you want to draft somebody with potentially a top three draft pick again? Do you want to try to trade for somebody, sign somebody free agent? I think that's the next step.
Greg, my thing about not ruining quarterbacks is on the field. The way that you can ruin quarterbacks is with bad coaching. And I have a feeling that Alex Van Pelt will be a part of any struggles that Drake May has. Mm. And that's on the lap of Robert Kraft and not overpaying and blowing the doors off someone to bring them in as the offensive coordinator.
Right.
Because I understand it wasn't a great job, but you know how you make someone take a job?
Overpay them.
Right. And it's never going to be an overpayment if it makes Drake May a great player.
And you don't try to find a guy that is essentially free because somebody else is paying him.
Right, but AVP is not being paid by the Browns.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he wasn't the coordinator there.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing is that...
So you're paying... What are you paying?
Like $2 million bucks.
$2 million. But that's what you were going to pay for a guy like... what's his name?
Nick Cayley?
Clint Kubiak, or is it Clint Kubiak?
Yeah, yep. If you offered Clint Kubiak $6 million bucks, I think he'd be here.
Yeah, but you don't even have to offer
$2 million is less than Steve Belichick was making, Kurt.
$1 million less, you're not kidding.
Yeah, I don't even think Clint Kubiak
I mean, that mullet doesn't pay for itself.
$6 million, maybe.
I think he was getting 1.5 last time I checked.
By the way, the Washington Huskies D.
Not how much exactly he makes there?
Struggled a little bit last week. Mm. How much did he make there?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only guy that can make Iowa score is Steve Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah, Iowa did.
Iowa's got some lethal offense.
They did beat Michigan, though. Mm-hmm.
Is Ramondre Stevenson making the trip or not? What's the status update on him?
Mm-hmm. Dealing with an ankle injury, right? That's what it looked like in the game, or ankle or shin or something along those lines.
It's foot is what he's listed as. He hasn't been back to practice, but I don't know if he'll be making the trip.
It says questionable.
But I would assume, just because he's questionable, I would assume he makes the trip at the very least.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm unsure if he'll play.
Yeah, because he definitely is your between the tackles runner. That's
the issue. In order to have the dual threat, mm-hmm. you have to have him.
Right.
I think if you watched football this weekend too, you saw so many rookie running backs that were drafted in every round known to man that were good. That's like, how do we not have one of those guys in here?
Well, I think it's Ramondre.
But like as a backup, like I mean, you can go down the list. Like there's Braylon Allen and Jalen Wright and even like a guy like Roschon Johnson and Bucky Irving, and like there's a million first and second year running backs that are really talented that are backups. Like how do you not have a good backup?
Well, Gibson's a good backup.
He's a third down backup.
Yeah, but I think you're where you're missing is your third back, whoever the other guy is.
Yeah, you have an undrafted guy from Florida A&M.
That's where the biggest issue is. And I'll agree with you on that, Chime, is that Gibson's not a between the tackles type of guy, but he's a solid back. The biggest thing that I wonder if they do this offseason is you might see guys like we saw last year, whether it was Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, that might be free agents that you go, all right, let's give this guy not like a ton of money, but
a reasonable amount.
Yeah,
of money.
Like, you know, and go and get one of those, because you could start to see the running backs are starting to kind of turn in the other direction.
Yeah.
And being a little bit more valuable to teams, guys like Jonathan Taylor. We obviously see what Baltimore's been able to do with Derrick Henry, but maybe there's that guy out there. I don't know who that guy would be. I have to look at the potential free agents.
You have to be able to get those guys to want to come here.
Right.
With the current situation, and maybe if Drake May is what Lewis Reddick says, then maybe that helps, right?
That will help out major league.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk to Jelani Tavai before they head off to London, England. And Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday, which is happening on a Thursday, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And thanks for getting up this morning and joining us. Jelani, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. When are you off to jolly old England?
In a few hours.
In a few hours. All right.
Jelani, yeah. When you look at this game, this is a game, obviously, two teams that are struggling a little bit. Doors wide open for either team to come out with a W, obviously playing in London. What do you guys got to do to make sure that you can come away with that W?
We gotta play complimentary football. We gotta put up points. We gotta stop the run and just cover kicks.
Jelani, I know that for most people, leaving a game in the past and looking forward is the motto. But you were talking to media yesterday saying that the defense has taken the last two games personally and the amount of rushing yards you guys have allowed personally. How much are you able to take that and fuel you to make sure that you guys put a better product out there in London?
It's always on the back of our mind, but again, like you said, we got to turn the page and get ready for the next opponent. But yeah, it's always on the back of our minds because it's something that we pride ourselves on over here in New England. So we've been doing a great job preparing for Jacksonville. They got a big threat in the backfield that we got to take care of, and we just got to do our jobs.
Paraphrasing here, but Devon Godchow said after that game Sunday that the defense was not at times playing with pride. Do you feel that same way as a veteran and a leader on this team?
I don't know. I think I saw everybody still fighting to the end. I can see why he said that, but I still think that a lot of the guys are still fighting to the end. But it was just more on us being upset about the fact that we allowed another team to rush over 100.
Jelani, what is it? Because we've talked to you about this before in the poor tackling. And it seems like it's week in and week out. It's across the NFL, but especially, we watch you guys weekly and Gerard talks about it. What is the reason why you guys have such poor tackling? Is it the fact that you don't get to practice on it because of the new rules?
No, we practice on it. We had goal line tackling yesterday, but it's more of just making sure that everybody's around the ball. There's less missed tackles when you got 11 people at the ball and tackling the guy. So maybe it's a mixture of that and just getting a low pad level. So yeah.
Jelani, there's been a conversation here this morning, and after the after Christian Barmore tweeted last night about the police interaction with the Providence state troopers or city troopers, what do you blame any of this on your head coach not instilling a discipline in the players to prevent them from getting into these issues off the field? Because it seems to have happened a couple times this year already.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Gerard or, yeah, this is on us as players because this is off the field stuff. But, this is a soft topic, so I'm gonna let Mayo talk about this one. But that, for me, it's on us when we get through situations like that.
Does it end up being a distraction for you guys?
Not really.
Not really?
Gerard did say that it was on the captains to go into the locker room and talk to the team about what's been going on. So for you, what was the message for your teammates?
Be a man. Don't just do the right thing.
When you look at the way in which Drake May was able to go out there as a rookie, a young kid that put on a good show, it was a loss, but he performed well. How was he in the locker room after with the team? Does it feel like the team is really rallying around him?
No, after the game, how was he? He was good.
Yes.
He came up to us and he was apologizing for putting us in a bad situation, but to us, our response was, it didn't really matter what he did. We wanted him to just go out there and throw the ball, get his feet wet and understand that we should have his back no matter what the case is, And, us as a defense, our performance wasn't up to our standards, and you know, we always pride ourselves on you know, like I said, stopping the run and always having the quarterbacks and the offenses back. So we got to get back to playing complementary football and having the offenses back when you know, when we finally start our rookie and we're in a situation where you know, we don't know how he's going to do, but I'm happy with his performance.
Wiggy brought up tackling, but penalties also an issue for this team last couple weeks. 21 in the last 2 weeks. What do you guys need to do about that?
Not get penalties. We got to be better. Those are little things that are going to bite us in the butt in the end.
Jelani, one of the things that we see that's different this year from last year is that you see a lot more guys, whether it's through social media or in the media in general, voicing their frustrations about their roles and, you know, maybe the offense or defense. How do you feel like about that as a player, where it seems like Gerard is giving you guys the ability to kind of say what you want, whether it's through social media or the media about on-field stuff? Do you feel like that's a good thing, or sometimes you feel like you wish he took a little bit more of a Bill approach and made guys say, hey, keep it quiet if you have playing time issues or wanting the ball more issues?
I mean, everybody has their own opinion. You know, my biggest thing is if you're going to talk about it, be about it. You know, if they're talking about it on media, they better back it up at practice and show them. You know, what I see at practice is everybody's getting opportunity, whether you're getting reps with the offense or getting reps with the scout team. So regardless whether it's on offense or defense or scout team, like those reps that you get, you gotta prove to the coaches why you should be getting reps. So, you know, like I said, so the biggest thing is, you know, if you're gonna talk about it, be about it.
Well, I feel like sometimes my role is to send you off with the mood lightened. So I would just ask if there's anything you're looking forward to doing in London, whether it be Big Ben or Shepherd's Pie or anything like that, Jelani.
So I've actually been to London before when I was in high school, but I'm actually excited to see one of my cousins. They live out there, so it'll be good. It'll be good to reunite with them and you know, catch up.
All right. Well, we can't wait for Sunday to get here. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yep.
And safe flight.
Of course. Yeah. Cheerio, Mike.
Thank you.
enjoy the flight, and we will talk to you again next week, all right?
I appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right. That is Jelani Tavai. We'll see if there are any nuggets coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue with They Said It, including Gerard Mayo and what he said. About what are you chuckling about?
That silence that he gave me was, ugh, I had PTSD from Bill Belichick.
Oh, you did? You got Belichick vibes
on that? Man, that was like a 4 second, I believe.
Oh, he's trying to compose himself.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Think of what he has to say.
Oh, I got a big nugget that I'm going to need help with after this. And I think Curtis might be the only one who could give me some help about this.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Wiggs, if I'm designing a living room, you're going to be my first call.
I appreciate it. I'll get you right.
Thank you.
We'll continue with They Said It. We will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 8 on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Well, in search of nuggets, that might be one. We finally start our rookie quarterback.
When we finally start our rookie and...
Yeah. Maybe that's a nugget from Jelani Tavai.
Yeah, maybe. My biggest nugget is this, and Curtis, you're going to have to help me on this one.
I love nuggets.
Is Big Ben is not the clock in Europe.
What? Huh?
That clock in Europe is not Big Ben?
Yes, it is.
The one in London? Yeah.
Yeah, in London.
It's the Big Ben.
I thought, because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this, that it's actually, oh no, Stiz was talking about this.
Stiz Grimy?
Yeah.
What was Stiz saying?
That the Big Ben, the clock, is not called Big Ben. I guess it's the bridge or something? Or there's something else. That's why I asked Curtis.
So the London Bridge is a different in place entirely.
Okay.
There's the Tower of London, the Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
and there's the Tower of London, but those are all separate. So it goes, there's a roundabout made famous in European Vacation.
Yep,
where Clark Griswold is going around because he doesn't know how to get to the other lane because they drive on the other side of the road.
Right.
So he keeps passing Big Ben and Parliament.
Okay.
Parliament is where they have all of the orders of the government of the British world, and then you have Big Ben, which is the large gold-plated clock.
Yeah, see, they were saying that it wasn't.
What did you think Big Ben was?
I always thought it was the clock.
Is it a former Steelers quarterback?
Right.
Or what? No.
You don't want to be near a bathroom with Big Ben.
I always thought it was the clock, but then when I was listening to the afternoon show, Stiz was saying that Big Ben, the clock is not Big Ben.
Mm. Oh.
So I was like, whoa, I'm confused.
I think he's wrong there, but
Curtis,
I would have to go back and hear it.
Did you know that the London Bridge, it's not the original London Bridge?
That's right. There were fires.
Do you know where the original London Bridge is now?
My guess is it's in New Orleans.
I know where it is.
You do?
I believe it's in Arizona.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Lake Havasu. I know that from Real Housewives of Orange County. Thank you.
Shime, if you ever need me for that trivia night that you do with a bunch of other dudes who don't have girlfriends, I am there.
Nope, I actually just do it with my girlfriend because we kick ass, but thank you. And I believe, isn't that why they came up with the song, The London Bridge is Falling Down?
Mm-hmm. I would assume so. Yes, I would think so. All right, back to They Said It. Where do you want to go next?
All right, well, let's stick with the New England Patriots since we've been kind of on this. Gerard Mayo in his press conference yesterday was asked about the trades of Amari Cooper and Davante Adams and if the New England Patriots were involved in those discussions at all. And I thought his answer was interesting given the speculation that was surrounding Brandon Ayuk just a month or so ago.
You know, those are conversations that we, you know, when I say we, the scouting department, Elliot and his staff and the coaches talk about. I would say those teams that you're mentioning are at different points in that cycle. You know, so we weren't really in on that. So.
Oh, oh, wait.
I get it.
Oh, wait, hold on. So they were really in on Ayuk, but they're not in on Davante Adams because they're not, quote, in that cycle, unquote.
Right. The beginning of the year, they were they felt like Ayuk could help them. Now they're like, well, what are we in on this dude for? We stink.
We are seeing the slow Robert Kraft evolution into Sam Kennedy. It's unbelievable, as we speak.
You know where I did get a golden nugget, though, was Billy O. And talking about how if the head coach and GM are not on the same page,
yes.
And sometimes a lot of them are not, that can really mess some stuff up. So, you know, when you hear them talking about potentially guys like, you know, Cooper or Davante Adams or even Brandon Ayuk or whoever the next guy is, are they on the same page, which I don't believe Mayo and Elliott Wolf are.
Like if you were willing to go get Brandon Ayuk and pay him all that money, why would you not trade a third-round pick for Amari Cooper? Like, that is it. Amari Cooper is one of the more underrated receivers of this generation.
Right.
And he's really, really good. Everywhere he goes, he's the number one receiver. He has had 1,000 yards.
But why has he been on seven teams?
I think it's three. This
Five.
Is his fourth team.
Right.
Because Dallas, Oakland, and Cleveland. So this would be his fourth team. And it's because, so in Oakland, he, I forget, they either brought somebody in or he had an issue with the head coach, or with Gruden. That's who it was. They traded him to Dallas. He was awesome in Dallas. He turned Dak into a good quarterback. Then they drafted CeeDee Lamb. They weren't going to pay two receivers. So they dealt him to Cleveland because Cleveland would pay him. He stayed in Cleveland. He didn't want to leave, except for the fact that, oh, by the way, his quarterback sucks to the point where he has the highest rate of uncatchable passes thrown his way in the entire NFL. Like, Amari Cooper is a legitimately good receiver. He's like Mike Evans in that he's legitimately awesome and underrated, and nobody talks about it.
A little bit of information on the personal text machine from my guy, Niall Nugent.
All right.
Hello, Niall.
Who's that?
Big Ben is not the clock. It is the bell.
I just got the same one from one of my friends, Tim Coffey.
So that's what it is. That's what they were talking about. That's what Stiz Grimey was saying.
Okay.
So Big Ben is not the actual clock. It is the bell that rings inside.
Oh.
Said structure.
What they refer to Big Ben as is actually Elizabeth Tower, my friend Tim said. Wiggy right again.
You would think Curtis would know that because he lived there.
Yeah.
That's why I went to Curtis.
Yeah, I have to say, in my time living abroad, we refer to it as Big Ben. We never... separated the bell from the clock.
To be fair, Curtis, when did you go to England?
I was there from 1997 through 1999.
So originally it was known as the Clock Tower. It was renamed the Elizabeth Tower in 2012. That's why you wouldn't have known that.
Ah, bang. I was there pre-Y2K.
Yep.
Sam, do you want to take a selfie with me outside and we can post it on the Instagram?
Sure.
We're going to be there at the same time.
Oh, you mean outside the clock?
Yeah,
you two are going to be in England at the same time?
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Boy, you guys go on a lot of trips. Oh, a lot of vacations from the
flex
show.
Flex time.
When was the last time I went on vacation?
It's not flex. It's over Thanksgiving.
Over Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're both going to England for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
You guys just go on. You're coming back. You're going to be here for the interview Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll even be back for football Sunday.
Very romantic location, London, right. England.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Great spot.
And
one of my favorite places on the planet.
Found out yesterday that it's cheap.
Cheaper.
To go
I never said it was cheap. Oh. I just said cheaper than going to Miami for a Taylor Swift concert.
Very much so.
Wiggy never forgets anything.
Well, no.
He actually forgets everything, and he re-remembers history much different.
I told you, I've never been to London, and the only place I've been across the pond, and I have to thank Greg, was Ireland. Which is Dublin.
Right,
over there.
A bad experience.
No, I loved it. It was spectacular, other than the strip clubs.
Right.
So I've never been.
To be fair, you didn't like the strip clubs because they didn't let Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah, which is stupid. You would think
it's a very Catholic country, Ireland.
But you let women into the strip club will bring more men,
well,
which
only
means
if they're
more
working.
Money.
That's right. I agree with you. It's a little bit of a weird thing.
Yes.
They only let them in if they're working.
Mike Pence must have been totally confused.
I give it credit. There was no, believe me, it ain't like Boston where you shut down at 1 o'clock. Dublin, you were there to the wee hours of the night, which I do like.
Which you do like.
Did you have a Guinness or two, Wiggy?
I did have a Guinness. The food wasn't, great for me. I'm not really with the bangers and mash. But so I don't know much.
Day's not hitting.
Hell no.
No.
I don't know much about Europe. So when Courtney said it was cheap to go over there, I was like,
I said cheaper. I said it was cheap. We were comparing two places, two trips I had on. I said London was a cheaper option for flights.
And I had no idea. I always thought London was expensive, but now I do want to go over there.
All right. Anything else?
Do you want something quick from Jim Montgomery post-win for the Bruins last night?
Yes, that was a good win last night.
It was a great win for the Bruins. Yeah. Junis Corposalo gets his first W with the team as well. here is what Monty said about the win and then about the excellent fourth line play the Bruins have had of late.
That's back-to-back, back-to-back great games from that line.
Yeah, I think that's the best team game we've had so far this year, and I thought it was a complete 60-minute effort. They're a really good team, and they're going to have their moments, but I thought that liked our poise. Well, I think we got to stop calling them fourth line. I mean, it's impressive the way they've been playing, and they're earning all the ice time they're getting, and their details, their work ethic, their puck support of one another offensively and defensively is allowing them to have tremendous success.
Very interesting. This is going to be an interesting season for the Bruins.
Yes, it is.
With him being on basically a lame duck coach and what direction they're going to go in, you obviously got Swayman locked in, and expectations are for the majority of us is what? Eastern Conference Finals?
I think they there are some who are some of the insiders are suggesting they could get to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, PK Subban has them in the Stanley Cup finals playing Edmonton.
So I think the expectation is high.
But you would be happy get to the Eastern Conference Finals and even if they lost.
Yeah.
That would be, I think.
Yeah, you just have to get there.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, the way they're playing, they're only losing to the Panthers, 78-4 on the table. Let's get it.
All right. Coming up next, Courtney, in today's news. And at some point, I said this earlier, I do need the two of you, you and Shime, to stand in on an audio eulogy for
Perfect.
Liam Payne.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that at some point on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.